Hello to all my chaverim, Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on our Mishnayos Shir, Maseches Pesachim, we are starting a new parak here, Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph, which is in the Gemara Samachem at base. And the Gemara starts, the Mishnah starts off talking about what things you can do for the Korban Pesach, which are Derech HaShabbos. If Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos and was times of the Beis HaMikdash when they would be bringing normally an Erev Pesach, their Korban Pesach, are there certain things that normally you wouldn't be doing on a Shabbos, Isurim, that you could still do even though it was Shabbos because you were doing it for the mitzvah Korban Pesach. So that's what the first couple of Mishnayos are talking about in this parak. So the Mishnah starts, Eilu Devarim BePesach Dechens HaShabbos. These are the things on Pesach that are Dechens HaShabbos. The Rav says from the Gemara on Samach Bav Manalov that it says Moado on Pesach and Bamidbar Tes Pasuk Beis for also Ben Yisrael Es HaPesach Ben Moado on its appointed time. It also says Moado in the Korban Talmud there in that Perik Tes Pasuk Chav Ches Tishmeru LaHakav Liba Moado. So we have Gzera Shava Ma Moado HaAmar B'Talmud. The Moado that it says in Talmud is Dech HaShabbos because you do Korban Talmud every single day of the week, including Shabbos. Because it says there, Al Eilas HaTamid, it's every day, it's a Tamid. So Af Moado, the Moado also that it's mentioned on Pesach is Derech HaShabbos. The Rehiva Eger asks, if most of the Tzibur were Tamid, it was Zavim, and just a few of them were doing the Korban Pesach, why would it be Derech HaShabbos? Why don't we say, Daya Lovim and Adin B'Yuskanadim? We can only learn from something else, something similar to it. And on Tamid, if we say it's got to be Kol Yisrael, and here too it should be Kol Yisrael, it should be at least most of Kol Yisrael should be Tahor in order to be doing the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So he says that since we learn like this, with a Gzeres Shava, just like Talmud, it says Moado, and it's even with Shabbos, and it's not Batel because it's Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't wipe out the Korban Talmid. So Pesach shouldn't be batel on Shabbos. And if you're going to say that when most of them are Zavim, except for one or two people, let's say, and it's going to fall Erev Pesach on Shabbos, not to be Deicha, you shouldn't be Deicha Shabbos because only a few people, then you're going to wipe out the whole Korban Talmid. So we learn from the whole Korban Pesach. We're learning from Korban Talmid that we can't be mevatel the whole Korban Pesach. And he brings this from Tosfos and Yuma, Daf Nun, Aleph Manav, Devarim Maaskil Deicha. Okay, so what things are Deicha Shabbos in order to do the Korban Pesach? The Mishnah says, Shchitaso v'zrikas damo. The Rashi and the Rav says that you can't do those at night. You can't wait till Shabbos is over and it's the night of Pesach. It's not Erev Pesach anymore, because it says, V'yikra parak zayin pasuk, that's got to be in the day. Now the Rashash asked that Beyom Tzavoso is on general karbonis. And even if it be mutter and other karbonis to shacht at night, but there's a separate pasuk, B'moado, by Korban Pesach, to teach you that it's got to be Erev Pesach. So what's this Yom Tzavoso here? And the Raman Pirush Mishnayos brings Taka the pasuk of Bim Moado. The Meiri brings both pasukim. The question is, why would you need both pasukim? Taisus and Pehe Amid Beis, the Rimasul Elu says that, so that question of why you need both pasukim is still up, needs to be answered. Taisus and Pehe Amid Beis, the Rimasul Elu says that Srikas Damim, it comes after Agav the Shchitaso. You don't really need to mention Zrikas Damim here because there's no Issa Shabbos in Zrika. So when it says Shchitaso Zrikas Damo, you just threw Zrikas Damo together with the Shchita, but not necessary to mention it. But the Kol HaRemez says, no, that since the carbon is puzzle without Zrika, so the Zrika is a Tikkun, and a Tikkun is Midrabanan Aser. And similarly, it's mentioned in Taisus Nazir, Chav Ches Mabez, the Ram Aschol Kifsei. And therefore, the Mishnah has to tell you that even though it's an Isra Banan, you still can do it on Shabbos for the Korban Pesach. Okay, also, Michli Krovav, cleaning out all the tzaya, the insides of the behema. The Rav says, Kinuach is cleaning. Verse Rav says, from the Gemara, Samachesmat Aleph, Kinuach Krovav Imeha Tzoa, clean the inside from the Tzoa. And that's a Shvus, because it's similar to Dush, that Dush is something where you're taking psoles from the Ochel. So here too, it seems to be an Issur D'Rabbanan. Still, it's Deicha Shabbos, because we don't want the insides to become all smelly and ruined. And he also explains, this verse is for all, that therefore, why does it mention Hefshet, skinning the animal? Why isn't that also something which we could say is Deicha Shabbos? Because you'd only need the skinning. The only time you'd be usher for skinning is if you were skinning because you wanted the skin. But here, the only point of skinning is so it shouldn't be looking like an avela, as it says in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin. We want the animal to look nice when it's brought us a carbon. So it's Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. And we don't need to tell you that it's Deicha Shabbos. That is okay. Okay, Hector Chalavav is also something that you can't wait till the night time. Hechel Chalav, even though it's kosher all night, still the Yisrael says from the Gemara in Samaches Mabez that we don't push it off, we try to do it right away, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So even though we might think it's some kind of an Isser, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, it's better to do things quick as soon as you can, and that's why we do it even though it is Shabbat on Erev Pesach. Okay, Avos. So those things you could do on Shabbos Erev Pesach, even though there's certainly a sermon involved. Shritaso, which would be an Issur D'Oraisa, Shechting, Tzrichas Damo, okay, which we mentioned here about whether it's an actual Issur or not, depending on the Yerei Rishonim, or is it Tikkun, is it just a Drabbanan, meat cleaning it out, Michli Krovav, and the Hechter Chalavo. All those things are mutter to do on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, for the Korban Pesach. Avo, Tzliyaso, roasting Korban Pesach, Vadachas Korovav, rinsing out the insides, ain't a Dechon on Shabbos, are not Dechon Shabbos. Now, Rashi Rav says, because those you could do once it's dark. You're not eating the Korban Pesach till nighttime, so you could roast it then, and you can clean out the insides then as well. Okay, Meiri says that you could wait for cleaning out the inside, as opposed to before we said, hey, we're talking about rinsing out the inside, before we're talking about the cleaning out of the inside there, it was necessary to do it right away. There's a lot of tzaya inside, we have to clean it out. But here, the final rinsing, most of the tzaya has already been taken out, and if you wait to do the rinsing until after Shabbos, it won't become smelly from the small amount of tzoa that's still inside. Okay, Harkavaso, so that's not Dechah Shabbos, the roasting and the rinsing of the inside. Harkavaso, Vavaso, Mechutz L'Tchum, carrying the animal to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing it from outside the Tchum. Rashi and the Rav say, you carry it on your shoulders to bring it through the Rishis HaRabim to the Azara. Even though there's no Issur Shvus, because there's a din of Chai Noseh Es Atzmo, an animal that's alive is like carrying itself, so it's not like you're carrying it. It's not Deicha on Shabbos Erev Pesach, because he could have done this before, he could have gotten it there close there enough before. The Tiferes Yisrael says that only according to Reb Nosson in the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Tzadik Dalet do we say Chai Noseh Es Atzmo by an animal. But we paskin that just a person is nosi es atzmo, not an animal. And look in Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel in our Masechta, in the same similar machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda and Besera. And the verse throw there in Eis Yud Gimel correlates the two machlokas. The Tesis Yanta brings that it's mashma from Rashi and the Rav that Yerushalayim was a Rishis HaRabim. Okay. Because it says you're going to run into a problem carrying your animal through the Rishis HaRabim. But in Mishnah Tes, in the last parak in Erevin, The Rav says Yerushalayim is a Carmelist. So which is it? So he brings, and for Israel brings the Taisus and Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, the Ramasal Taichav Lo Bitzimro, that explain here we're talking about after the Yerushalayim had been broken in, there were holes in the walls, and therefore it's not a Pshus HaRabim, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Okay, Chatichas Yivelto. The Mishnah continues, this is also something which is not Tocha Shabbos, cutting the warts that it might have on the animal. Rashi and Rav both explain that cutting the warts of a Korban Pesach to get rid of a mum, it's only a shvus because you're cutting it with your teeth or with your hands, so it's not Tocha Shabbos. And Rashi adds on, it's a Malachi Klachar Yadhu. It's not a normal way of doing things. And in Meseches Erevin, Daf Kuf Gimel Min Aleph there, that says, Chokhtin Yevelas Migdash, there's no problem of cutting a wart in Migdash. There it's talking about, if it's a dry wart, it just peels away. That's no problem. But here we're talking about it's a wet wart, and it would come to a Shavuos. So these things are not Deicha Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Ein Deicha Nesa Shabbos. The Israel says, because all these things you could have done yesterday. And therefore, what's mentioned with things earlier in the Mishnah that are not Deicha Shabbos, because there was talking about other reasons why it's not Deicha Shabbos. These last few things, Liyasa, Deicha Sekraba, Harkavasa, Vasa Mechatzatchum, Katilas Yivelta, all from the same reason that could have been done beforehand. And those other things earlier in the Mishnah that could wait until the nighttime. Okay? Now, Rabbi Elazar Aimer Deichen, he argues, and he says, they are Deicha Shabbos. The Rav brings that he holds that Machshiri Mitzvah Deichen Shabbos, things that are preparatory for the Mitzvah, are Deicha Shabbos. And this is similar to a sheet he has as far as Mila goes, Maseches Shabbos, Perek Yud Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Tzvaisis Yantif says that even though that he holds by a Malacha Gemura, that it's mutter, or even a Malacha Gemura is mutter according to Rabbi Eliezer, not just Rabbanan, but any machsher, even if it's a deraisa, would be mutter for the mitzvah. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos explains, Machlokas Tanakam Rabbi Eliezer is if the malachas that I mentioned here are us from a deraisa or just a Rabbanan. Because according to the sheet of the Rambam, Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer both agree that anything that's us midrabanan is daicha nidcha for the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, and they're only arguing on Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva in the next Mishnah, who argue about whether that as well. They both agree here, Yisur Durabanan are nidcha, but in the next Mishnah we'll see Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva say it's not. And that leads us into the next Mishnah. Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, which is on Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, he's trying to prove his point. Velo Dinu, I'll tell you a Kal Vachomer. Taisus and Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis, the Rebbe Maschil Ma holds, that Rabbi Elazar argues even on Isur D'Oraisa. And he says that they're Nidcha because of the Korban Pesach. And here he's trying to convince those who argue on him that according to you, at least, tell me that things that are Asa Drabbanan should be Nidcha on Korban Pesach. So this is his din that he's trying to say. Ma im Shchita, Shu Mishu Malacha Deicha Shabbos. We know that Shchita is a real Malacha. And still, the Shchita of Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. Rashi Narav tells us that Shechita, which is Asr, you can't take a chulin animal and shecht it on Shabbos. It's one of the Isra Malacha Gemura, because it's mentioned in the Abbas Malachas. It's counted there as one of the Malachas, the 39 Malachas. And still, it's Deicha Shabbos V'Pesach. And we see in Shabbos Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis all the Malachas. And it Siyat Shmaya works out that today in the Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel. We learned today that all these malachas, including Shechita, so we have Siyat Shmaya to learn the Daf Yomi, and both here, the Mishnayos, the same day, this Mishnah in Pesachim, tied together with the Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel in Shabbos, that it's a real Shechita, Israel, Issa D'Oraisa, for Chulin. Okay, still, even though it's Issa D'Oraisa for Chulin, Rabbi Elazar says, we know that you're allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you'll have to shecht it, even though you're being over Issah D'Oraisa. So Elu, these other things, we know that you can be over D'Oraisa of Shechita in order to shecht the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. These things, Elu, Shehem Yishem Shvus, that only do Rabbanan, so Yitzchus of Shabbos, certainly they should be Dech of Shabbos. Now Taisus in Samaches Mabez, the Rimas Choma, explains that Rabbi Lezer really, he understands the Chilak between Shechting a Korban Pesach, which has to be done on Shabbos, to these preparations for the Korban, which could be done before Pesach. But he holds that if we see Suri Torah pushed aside, like Shechita, for the Mitzvah Korban Pesach, it's not logical to say that the Rabbanan Yisurim should not be pushed away. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua argued with him. He says, no, Yantif Yachiyach. I'll prove to you from Yantif, Shiturba Mishul Malacha. There are certain malachas you can do on Yantif. The Rashi and the Rab brings, you're allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos, a regular chulin animal. You're allowed to cook on Yantif. Okay? You're allowed to shecht the animal on Yantif. You're allowed to cook the animal on Yantif, even though it's av malacha. For regular Shabbos, these are mutter on Yantif. And still, Aswa Mishnah's first, still we know that there is Sura and Rabbanan on Yantif. Rashi and the Rav says, you can't bring something from outside the Chum that you want to eat. You're allowed to prepare food on Yantif, but you can't bring things from outside the Chum and eat them on Yantif, because you could have done it from yesterday, even though we say Tchum and Rabbanan. So I'll prove to you, Rabbi Yeshua says, that we allowed you to do regular malacha on Yantif, we don't allow you to do a shvus, so maybe Korban Pesach should be the same. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mazi Yeshua, what kind of proof are you trying to bring to me? Ma Raya Rishus Mitzvah, you're trying to compare something that's Rishus to something that's a mitzvah, and Rashi and Rav explained that Achilas Hedget, just someone eating his regular meal, that's a Rishus. And here we're talking about a Korban, which is a Tzarek of, oh, it's a mitzvah. And if the Chum told you not to do a shvus, a drabbanan, okay, in a place of a rishus, so they're going to tell you not to do it even makom mitzvah. And the Rav adds on, the Yeshua held the whole simchas yantiv is a mitzvah, and still it's not the Shabbos. So that was his argument with Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Akiva decided to step in here and argue with Rabbi Eliezer. Hey, Shav Rabbi Akiva, Hazah Tachiyach, I bring you a proof from Hazah, he mitzvah, which is a mitzvah. And Ve'ena Dechaz HaShabbos. Hazah is a mitzvah, and it's not Dechaz HaShabbos. Rashi and Rav tell us, we're talking about a Tamei Meis, that his seventh day fell to be Shabbos Erev Pesach, and if he doesn't get a Hazah, he won't be able to do his Korban Pesach. Still, we don't allow him to do it. It's not Dechah, we don't allow him to do it, because Rabbi Akiva knew that it doesn't work. You're not allowed to do Hazah on Shabbos Erev Pesach, and that's only in Rabbanan, because it looks like you're fixing a person, Masakin Gavra. Now, the Tiferet Yisrael asks, we see in the Gemara in Samach Tesmet Aleph that the issue of Shvus is not that you're Masakin, because maybe you'll forget, Shemi Avirenu Dalad Amishus Aram. You might take the afer that you need to be maz on someone and carry it for Amos and Rishus HaRabim. Not what the Rav and Rashi said that is Masak and Gavra. And he answers, even to Rabbi Elazar, that Machshir and Mitzvah are Deich HaShabbos, that's only when a person is available. He is a person who's ready to do the Korban Pesach. Then all the Machshirim, he says, he can be over and do them on Shabbos Erev Pesach. But here, the person himself isn't ready to do the Korban. Okay, we're only fixing him with Hazah. Okay, so it's different, and we might not necessarily make the person to be ready. Okay, only the Korban. And the Meiri explains that Hazah is also from two reasons, both reasons here. Masak and Gavra, and also carrying, and the Tzach also answers like the Meiri, and he explains why we need both reasons, checking the Tzach, so I don't have one here myself. Now the Gemara in Samach Tesmet Aleph teaches us that Rabbi Akiva knew the din, that Hazah is not Dech HaShabbos. How do you know that? Because Rabbi Elazar himself taught Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, and he had taught him that din, that Hazah is not Dech HaShabbos. Not Dech HaShabbos for the Karban Pesach. And the Rishami brings that before this response from Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Eliezer, he had learned 13 years by Rabbi Eliezer, and he never said anything to contradict him. And here, he's standing up and saying, hey, Rabbi Eliezer, Hazah is a proof that it's a mitzvah and it's not Zechah Shabbos. Therefore, af al tatame al eila, so don't wonder about these other things, carrying the animal from chutz l'tchum and cutting off the wart, sh'af al pi she'ei mitzvah, even though they're a mitzvah for the tzarech of the Korban Pesach, v'hei mishum shvus, and they're all drabbanans, if you do them, lo yichlu l'shabbos, maybe they won't be Zechah Shabbos, because they could have been done in Erev Yontif. Samlar b'lezer v'aliyah l'ani done. No, I'm going to argue about those things as well. Rashi says, also on Hazah, I'm going to argue and tell you it should be Nidcha and it shouldn't stop you from doing the Korban Pesach from the same Kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara in Samach Testament Aleph explains that Rabbi Eliezer forgot what he taught Rabbi Akiva, that Hazah is Aser. So therefore he was now going trying to prove that Hazah should be Mutter with a Kal v'chomer. He says, but we allow you to do it on Erev Pesach Shabbos, even though it's the rice, it's Zeicha Shabbos. Hazah shemishim shvus and adin shdeicha Shabbos hazah too, which is only the rabbanan. It should be Zeicha Shabbos too. The same fur that he used before to push aside all the other issues of rabbanan, he is now trying to use that for hazah as well. No, maybe you can see it the other way around. I'll switch the din, Rashi and the Rav say, because it's pasha to me that Hazah is not allowed to be done on Erev, a Shabbos Erev Pesach. And we're going to learn from there to Shechita, that tells that you can't even do Shechita. Now, Tesir Rebbe Kiva Eger brings from the Gemara in Samach Tesman Aleph, Rebbe Kiva knew that the Kal v'chomer he's about to say is very easily pushed off. But he's trying to hint to Rabbi Eliezer that this is Pashut, that Hazah is Asur Shabbos, because you told me that, but he didn't want to say that. He thought it's not Derech Eretz to say, hey, Rabbi Eliezer, you forgot what you taught us. Okay, so he's trying to lead him tenderly and hint to him that he should realize that what he's saying is wrong. And really, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Hazah is not Deicha Shabbos. Why? Because Shem Yavrein Adal Amos Jusser Rabbim, even according to Rabbi Eliezer himself, that Machshirim are Deicha Shabbos, things you need for the Korban Pesach are pushed off on Shabbos. Still, he would hold that caring for Amos and Jusser Rabbim is not Deicha, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shechnim V'Zoichrin Al Tamei Sheretz, even though someone is Tamei from a Sheretz, you can do Shechita, Korban Pesach, and the Zrika, and also by Yatomi Meis, whose seventh day fell on Erev Pesach, he holds that it's not a problem, since his days are finished, you can still, even with Hazah, do the Korban Pesach. And he also holds you can even eat the Kachim. The Hazah is not Ma'akav. So therefore, you don't really need the Hazah, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and it's not even considered nishkat shalol ochlof, yishechting the korban for someone who's not going to eat it, because he is available to eat it. So therefore, we're not going to do the hazah to make him not tamei, because he could eat the korban pesach even without it, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer originally held that you don't do hazah on korban pesach on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, because it's not necessary. So Rabbi Akiva is trying to hint that to him, and he's going to give him a Kal v'chomer, which, even though it's very easy pushed aside, well, maybe think about this. This is the Kal v'chomer. Ma'im hazah shi mishum shvus, in lechus ha-shabbos, hazah is d'rabbanan. And it's not d'rech ha-shabbos. Shchita shi mishum malacha, shchita is d'araisa, in odin shlo tichus ha-shabbos. Certainly it shouldn't be d'rech ha-shabbos. Okay, from the fact that it's so pashut, the hazah is asr, maybe we should learn the shchita itself is asr on the Korban Pesach, on Shabbos Erev Pesach. I'm there to be Lezer, Akiva, Akarta, Mashakas B'Torah. What are you trying to tell me? That Shechita on Erev Pesach, you're going to learn from a Kal v'chomer that Shabbos Erev Pesach, you're not going to shechit an animal? It says in the pasuk, "Bein Arba'im," you have to do it on that day. So don't tell me you're going to learn someone drasha. You're not. Now Rashi and the Rav tells us the pasuk is in Bamidbar test pasuk Gimel. The Yasim and Yisrael as a pesach b'moedo. And we learn from that, Rabbi Lezer says, "Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos," that the korban pesach is done also on Shabbos. And the Iri says, the Gemara learns from Gzeres Shavah. So the limit of Rabbi Akiva of the Kal Vachomer is going to wipe out this Gzeres Shavah of Moedo Moedo. And Rabbi Lezer says, what are you trying to tell me? Because of that, Gzeres Shavah, we're going to wipe out the... Because of your Kal Vachomer, we're going to wipe out Gzeres Shavah. So Amalo Rabbi, he said, well, there's a difference between them. Havili Moed La'elu Kamoed L'Shchita Moed for these other things. It's not like the moed that we need for shechita. Now, Rashi and the Rav explain that the shechita has its man kavua. It has to be done and it's before on Shabbos, before the night time. So therefore, these other things that don't have its man kavua, they don't have the same moed, you can do it the day before. So that's why it's not daicha. And as though also it's not part of the Pesach, and it doesn't say by moed or by hazah, so don't learn about Hazar either. And the Iri explains that the only reason that Shechita is mutter on Shabbos for a Korban Pesach because of the Pasuk, the Drasha of a Moedo. So only things that you could learn that have a Zman Kavua, a Moedo, just like that, are Nechol in the Drasha. And things that you can do before, on the day before, and not part of this Drasha, and Hazar also, it's not being Machshir, the Korban Pesach, but it's making the person kosher. It's not included in the moedo, and then that's talked about the Korban Pesach. So Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Akiva sums up. Looks like he won his argument with Rabbi Lezer, so he summed up. Kol Malacha Shef Shalasos in Erev Shabbos, and in Dekha Shabbos. Anything you could do from Erev Shabbos would not be Dekha Shabbos for the Korban Pesach. Shechita Shef Shalasos in Erev Shabbos, Shechita, you can't do Erev Shabbos, it has to be the moedo on Erev Pesach, even if it's Shabbos, Doicha is HaShabbos. Now this klal is also brought as far as Mila in Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yutes, Mishnah Aleph, and also as far as the Melechus Kohen Gadol in Menachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and the halakha is like Rabbi Akiva. So, that's the end of our shiur today. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or 052-244-9331. Have a good day.